This is a story of Prometheus, who stole fire from the gods and brought it to mankind. It contains the themes of defiance and bravery. Prometheus's deeds is considered one of the biggest crimes ever, although it was not the first time he tricked Zeus, god of all gods. He was celebrated by the mortals, but then cruelly punished by Zeus. Prometheus was one of the Titans, who at some point was sent to Tartarus, the deep abyss that is used as a dungeon of torment and suffering for the wicked, by the enraged Zeus, who didn't accept the Titans fighting against him. However, since Prometheus was not directly involved in the war, Zeus eventually saved him from Tartarus and gave him a mission, to form a man from earth and water. Prometheus accomplished his task, but while working on his creation, he grew fond of mankind. He didn't care much for the other gods and their hierarchy, and no matter how friendly they were to him, he was much more comfortable around the mortals. In any case, Zeus's idea was to ensure men did not have any unusual powers. But Prometheus thought differently, and decided to steal one of the powers Zeus was particularly sensitive about. Fire. Thinking about stealing fire was easy, but the deed finally proved a bit more complicated. Prometheus, known for his wit and intelligence, had an immediate plan to trick the goddesses. He threw a golden apple into the courtyard with a message for the most beautiful goddess of all. It worked as planned. The goddesses started fighting over the fruit, and while the other gods were completely enjoying the scene, all of them distracted by Prometheus's trick, Prometheus didn't have a hard time stealing from the workshop of Hephaestus, the Greek god of fire. Prometheus happily left the gods' playground with the fire in a hollowed-out pumpkin and brought it to Earth and gave it to humans. Obviously, Zeus was furious. After being defied by Prometheus so many times, Zeus decided that it was enough. He asked Hephaestus himself to chain Prometheus on Mount Caucasus, where forever an eagle was to eat his liver, which would be continuously replenished. But time passed, and Zeus's son Hercules, on his journey to fulfill the 12 labors, passed by Mount Caucasus, and saw Prometheus and decided to kill the eagle and free the chained-up titan. Zeus was inflamed, but eventually agreed to grant Prometheus his freedom. Zeus wanted Prometheus to carry a reminder of his punishment forever. He ordered Prometheus to make a ring from the steel chains he was in. Since then, mankind started creating rings in order to celebrate Prometheus and commemorate his help. This myth makes us contemplate on a serious question. If Prometheus hadn't stolen fire, what would mankind have done?